Tropical Storm Irma is making its way north today. The storm has been battering Florida since yesterday, delivering record wind and storm surge in some areas. 6 million people are without power. Irma made its first U.S. landfall in the Keys and its second in Marco Island, just south of Naples, as a Category 3 hurricane with 130-mile-per-hour winds. Marco is a place I know well. I got married there and have visited for years. And joining us now is Larry Honig, chairman of the Marco Island City Council. Welcome.
Glad to be with you, Jeremy.
And what's the situation there at this point? Do you have a sense of the damage?
Yes, I've been driving around the island all morning since first light with our first responders. The damage is what you would expect from a Category 3 or 4 hitting land. There's mostly tree debris on the roads, lots of palm fronds covering the roads. The water has completely receded. Last night, approximately a third of the island was covered in at least a foot or two of water from the surge. It has all receded. All of the roads are passable. Now, we don't have water, and we don't have electricity.
And you say just a couple of feet of water because the expectation was that the surge was going to be 10 to 15 feet, right?
That is correct. Now, again, the survey is not complete. There may have been isolated cases where the surge was greater and more than the 3 or 4 feet I'm quoting you. As I say, the south end of the island was inundated, so at some point there may have been a surge greater than the 3 or 4 feet. But 10 feet seems unlikely, except perhaps on, since you know Marco Island, on the beach, it could be that that surge on those condominiums and hotels on the beach could have been that high, reaching their pool level or even their first floor level. I don't know that.
What about structural damage to buildings? Are you seeing much of that?
We're not seeing much of that. There are roof tiles missing from many houses. That's a normal occurrence in a windstorm like this. But I've seen no major structural damage of any kind. Many of the buildings boarded themselves up with plywood, et cetera. They appear intact. All the buildings on the beach appear intact. So we've seen remarkably little, if any, structural damage. And no human damage that we know of so far.
Well, that's a very good thing. How many people stayed on the island?
Jeremy, we believe that about 1,000 people stayed. At this time of the year, we would have 16 or 17,000 residents in August and September. We asked people voluntarily last Tuesday to leave the island. We issued a mandatory evacuation order on Thursday. We asked the people who remained to give us their address so that we could check on them post-event. And last night, we had to do a number of water rescues from our personal watercraft of people who had given their addresses as homes that turned out to be flooded into the first level.
Now, you stayed. What was that experience like? Because there's actually been very little video out of Marco Island of what it was like when that storm made landfall there.
And I think part of that, Jeremy, is because it was during the dark hours mostly. And I live in a Category 5 rated house, but it was noisy and nasty. And I've certainly never been through anything like it, and it lasts longer than you want it to last. And then comes back after the eye goes over, and the eye went right over Marco.
Right.
After the eye goes over, you get the back end when it comes a little less intense, but it brings the storm surge with it. You could see you could actually see the water rising. It rose in a very fast manner, probably took an hour.
At this point, you say you've been driving around the island. Can you make it through the streets? Are there trees down and power lines down that get in the way?
There are essentially no power lines down. We have had, we've shut the power off voluntarily because there was the likelihood of infrastructure damage to our water sewer treatment plant, so we'll evaluate that. There are trees and palm fronds littering the streets, but there's no street that is totally impassable.
And you say you don't have power and you don't have water right now. Do you have a sense of when that'll come back?
We are hoping to get the power back today. Hey, I'm an optimist, but the Florida Power and Light people stayed in a secure facility that we have on island. So they were out and about as soon as they could get out, starting last night. And I think the main issue there is to make sure that our infrastructure won't be compromised. That could occur today to get the power back on. And if the power comes back on, we will almost certainly turn the water back on.
Now, people who have been to Marco Island know that it's got this big, huge beach. And a lot of it is not the natural way that that beach was. It's been added in. What happened to the beach? Do you know?
The beach survived, and I don't think there's major beach damage. I'm not an environmental engineer, but it looks as though that beach is going to be fine. Now, we do have a very robust county administration that worries about the coastal beauty as well as the the environment, and that beach will be restored very fast if, in fact, there is any damage.
So what's your biggest concern at this point?
Just rebuilding the community and having it come back to what it was and having people have a sense that Marco Island is a place where you can live and have a family, have a business, and not have to worry all the time about this kind of an event. It's been 2005 was that's 12 years since the last hurricane event on Marco Island, and it looks like we're going to get through this one successfully. I hope so. We've got a very strong and vibrant community, as you know, and I think when the snowboarders return to Marco Island, I believe they will find it not as bad as they may have thought it could have been.
Well, it's just a beautiful place. I've spent a lot of time there, and I just wish you all the best in recovering from this storm. It sounds like at least at this point, it could have been a lot worse. Larry Honig, chairman of the Marco Island City Council. Larry, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day, Jeremy.